morning. Hope it's a better morning for Cutler Ratna Prime Minister Narendra Modi. If the dubious award wasn't enough to make haters hate on him, then the Prime Marketeer had a tough day with trolls hitting out at him, who, while speaking on the culture of wasting public money, completely forgot that he had travelled 3,500 kilometres all the way to Kollam in Kerala to open a two-line 13-kilometre bypass. It is 16th of January 2019, and one of the tricks from the marketeer's handbook is, if you can't beat them, well, delegitimize them. It has worked with discrediting institutions, the Congress, and now any form of coalition, whether it be a Gadbandhan or a Mahagadbandhan. The fresh political turbulence in Karnataka has led to allegations and counter-allegations of poaching from the two opposing camps flying over the last 2 days. But the BJP's new game plan may not be about toppling the Congress-JDS government at all. Although various media reports cite sources from the BJP saying that the party is making one final attempt to dislodge the HD Kumaraswamy government before the Lok Sabha elections, political observers feel these are just mind games. And the party hopes that by toppling the coalition, the BJP can tell the voters that the SP and BSP alliance in UP will also meet with the same weight if voted to power. It will also choke Congress's resource, giving an upper hand to BJP. Meanwhile, sources in the Congress said that there was no need to panic as the BJP still needs to get at least 14 to 15 MLAs. And sources in the Congress also warned that if the BJP tries to lure 3 of its MLAs, the Congress will poach 6 BJP lawmakers in return. As for the Chief Minister HD Kumaraswamy, he also expressed confidence that his government is stable. And quote, "I am totally relaxed. I know my strength. I'm enjoying what is going on." While we are on illegitimate, let's move on to Alok Verma case and the vacant seat of the CBI director. Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge, the sole dissenting voice in the high-powered selection committee that decided to oust Alok Verma as CBI director over corruption charges, has asked Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make public the findings of the CVC and Justice A.K. Patnaik's report on Verma, as well as the minutes of the 10th January meeting. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Kharge said that this should be done so that public can draw its own conclusions in this matter. Calling the appointment of M. Nageshwara Rao as interim director of the agency illegal, Kharge has also asked for immediate convening of the selection committee to appoint a new CBI director without further delay. And from puppets, we move on to pups and the horrific news from Kolkata in today's papers, where police on Tuesday arrested 2 nursing students for clobbering 16 puppies to death on the 13th of January, even as the city struggled to emerge from the shock triggered by a video that caught 2 women in the gruesome act. On Sunday, carcasses of 16 puppies were found in plastic bags in front of a hostel at the state-run Nilratan Sarkar Medical College and Hospital in Sialdah. Preliminary reports had said the puppies were beaten to death. One of those arrested, Motusi Mondal, is a first-year student, while the other, Shoma Burman, is in the second year. If the prosecution can prove Section 429, it can put the accused in jail for a maximum of 5 years. Well, how mentally sick do humans have to be to do something like this, and that too, a nursing student? I know to ask for animal rights in a country where the human rights itself are so pathetic, except for the cow, of course. Speaking of human rights, in a move that puts a big question mark on the treatment of women in Uttarakhand at least, a government-funded building has been constructed in a village in Champawat district with the sole intention of keeping women away from their homes during their menstrual cycle. The matter came to light when a couple of villagers complained to the district magistrate about irregularities in the construction of the menstruating centre to the district magistrate's shock. An official said the government funds were meant for the development of the village and a probe has been ordered to find out how they got misused for the building construction. And with that last bit from India, we head over to international news. First up, closer home, Bangladesh, where the anti-corruption group Transparency International said yesterday that it had found irregularities in 47 of 50 constituencies it surveyed during last month's general election in Bangladesh, which was marred by allegations of vote rigging. The poll that gave Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina a third straight term was undermined by ballot stuffing, voter intimidation and the occupation of polling booths, among other malpractices. The group's Bangladesh chapter said the government rejected the report, saying the group had lost its neutrality and should be investigated for any secret link to the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Talking about loss and win, it's clearly going to be a tough day and tough week and month for British Prime Minister Theresa May. With just 73 days to go until Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union, lawmakers overwhelmingly rejected by a vote of 432 to 202 the withdrawal deal that had been painstakingly negotiated between Prime Minister Theresa May and the European Union. May stood almost alone in the House of Commons on Tuesday as many in her own party abandoned their leader. Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition Labour Party leader, called the loss historic and said May's delay and denial had led to disaster, and then introduced a motion of no confidence to be debated and voted upon today. Well, in some horrific news coming in from Nairobi, police and anti-terrorist forces have regained control of a Nairobi hotel and an office complex hours after gunmen belonging to terror group Al-Shabaab launched what is being called a most outrageous attack that is thought to have killed at least 15 people, including a US citizen. That's pretty much all we have got for you for today. But before we leave you for the day, if you are invited for a dinner, hope your host is not as cheap as Donald J. Trump. POTUS hosted college football champions, the Clemson Tigers, for dinner at the White House on Monday night. And since his staff was furloughed amid the government shutdown, he had to improvise. Rather than have the event formally catered, he ordered fast food from several chains including Wendy's and McDonald's and served the meals with packaging on silver platters on a buffet table lit with golden candelabras. And if it weren't enough, his longtime enemy, the English language and the phone touchscreen, generated yet another typo, this time dishing out a hamburgers instead of a hamburger. But Trump really does know how to make fun things funnier. And that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, goodbye from TakeApart.com.